That's his creation. You find him in his word, because you find him through Jesus Christ, his son, that he sent to die for us. You know, God loves you so much and is ready to reveal himself to you if you let him in. I'm actually glad that you've asked this question.
Wow, that's amazing. How do I let him in?
Life's too short and precious to live without purpose. Be that friend who leads someone to Christ. Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94.
Inflation eases to 7.1% for month of March. Teachers union pledges legal support for teachers arrested in Western Province. And 12 police officers in South Africa charged with corruption appear in court. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. The annual rate of inflation for the month of March 2026 has reduced to 7.1% from 7.5% recorded in February 2026. Zambia Statistics Agency Statistician General Sheila Mudenda says this means that on average, prices of goods and services increased by 7.1% between March 2025 and March 2026. Ms. Mudenda said that this development was attributed to price movements in both food and non-food items. Annual food inflation for March 2026 was recorded at 7.8% compared to 8.2% in February 2026, said Ms. Mudenda in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She said that this means on average prices of food items increased by 7.8% between March 2025 and March 2026, adding that this was mainly attributed to price movements in prices of food items such as breakfast mealie-meal, roller mealie-meal, lemons, apples, watermelon, avocados, lumanda, cassava leaves and tomatoes among others. Meanwhile, Ms. Mudenda said that export earnings from refined copper decreased by 4.2% from 20.2 billion kwacha in January 2026 to 19.4 billion kwacha in February 2026. She also said that refined copper exports volumes decreased by 1.1% from 78.1 thousand metric tons in January 2026 to 77.2 thousand metric tons in February 2026. The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, has urged small and medium enterprise SMEs to comply with requirements of compulsory standards to have easy access to lucrative markets. ZICSA Regional Manager Elias Kansembe said products which meet mandatory technical requirements can easily penetrate high-value markets locally, regionally and internationally. Mr. Kansembe added that implementing standards in businesses helps to develop customer-focused products and services as well as increase productivity and profitability. He was speaking in Lusaka yesterday when he made a presentation at the Access Bank SME Business Masterclass held under the theme From Small to Strong, Accelerating Sustainable SME Growth Through Business Linkages and Access to Finance. He said ZICSA plays a supportive role in ensuring that locally manufactured products meet the technical requirements of both local and foreign markets. Mr. Kansembe said the agency protects local products from unfair competition that may be posed by foreign manufactured products.
Customers and consumers at large. You should be able to ensure that
Islamic Teachers Union of Zambia says it will provide full legal representation, protection and institutional support to the five arrested teachers from Senenga Day Secondary School who were recently arrested over assault of a 15-year-old pupil. This follows a video that went viral showing the pupil insulting teachers, including the head teacher, after being disciplined. Union General Secretary David Siamutwa says the union will ensure that teachers are not subjected to intimidation, trial by social media, public vilification or selective application of justice. It is on this principle that the union stands with the teachers of Senanga Day Secondary School who are currently facing legal proceedings, said Mr. Siamutwa in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He further said that the union has secured an appointment to meet the Western Province Education Administration, including provincial and district education authorities, as well as the head teacher of Senanga Day Secondary School. Mr. Siamutwa said that the engagement is intended to assure all education authorities of the union's immediate support, promote constructive institutional dialogue, and ensure that professionalism, fairness, and due process guide the handling of this matter. He further cautioned the police and all stakeholders against rushing to condemn educators merely because a matter involves a learner, adding that justice must never be driven by emotion, public pressure, or populist sentiments.
The Dynamic Teachers Union of Zambia therefore calls upon all stakeholders, the public and the media, to exercise restraint, responsibility and respect for the due process and the court of law establish the facts surrounding this matter. The union remains unwavering in defending dignity, authority and professional integrity of teachers across the Republic of Zambia.
The National Forensic Authority, NFA, has pledged to work with the Ministry of Defense by providing technical support to rapid deployment response teams during national disasters. NFA Executive Director Brigadier General Lawson Simapuka, retired, says the authority will offer critical forensic services, including disaster victim identification, DNA profiling, and other specialized support to enhance emergency response efforts across the country. Brigadier General Simapuka notes that the Ministry of Defense responds to many emergencies nationwide, and the NFA's involvement will help ensure response teams manage such situations more effectively and professionally. The National Forensic Authority is in the process of offering DNA analysis to defense and security services to identify criminals at crime scenes, said Brigadier General Simapuka in a statement issued to RCV News by Ministry of Defense Principal Public Relations Officer Paul Shalala. Brigadier General Simapuka made the remarks in Lusaka during a courtesy call on Ministry of Defense Permanent Secretary Mambo Hamaundu. He said the ongoing development of a national population database will enable the authority to detect and analyze DNA evidence more efficiently, thereby improving the identification of criminals, and will enhance the speed and professionalism with which law enforcement agencies handle cases. Meanwhile, Mr. Hamaundu has welcomed the initiative, stating that access to DNA analysis will strengthen investigations by providing conclusive evidence in criminal cases. In Africa News, South African anti-graft investigators have arrested 12 senior police officers on allegations of corruption and fraud, prosecutors said on Wednesday. The officers appeared later in a court in the capital, Pretoria. National Police Commissioner Fanny Masomela was served with a warrant ordering to appear in court next month in relation to an investigation into an allegedly corrupt contract to provide health and well-being services to police officers, the public spokesperson said. Coming up shortly, Philippines transport workers strike over fuel costs. This and more. Stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected.